ook veel kinderen hier in Colchester Castle. Die hebben ook de dag van hun leven, ook al verkleden ze zich niet in een Romeinse soldaat, ze kunnen ook in een hut. Wij lopen samen met Steven hier in het zeg maar Colchester Castle Museum.
Well, we are now looking at a cross section of a roundhouse. This is the original type of dwelling that the Britons used to live in prior to the Roman conquest. So this would date before the Roman conquest of AD 43. It's what we call the Iron Age. And this is the period directly before the Roman occupation. And it's quite an interesting structure because it's a self-supporting timber structure with what we call Watland door walls. Yeah. And it's simply intertwined twigs with it's clay, mud, and animal droppings. Yeah. And that's the last thing you give it. You give it a good coating of animal droppings. And that actually acts as a form of cement. And these were quite substantial structures in their time. You could have housed 20 to 30 people. This is a small one because we can only get this part into the museum. But it does give you a good idea. Of course, the fire would have been where that red spot is. And the fire would have drifted, the smoke would have drifted up through the thatch. There was no chimney as such. It would have killed all the insects that were sort of inhabiting the roof. Yeah. So it's a fantastic, and this is the earliest type of building that you would have found in Britain prior to the Romans.
Ja, een hele reconstructie van een gedeelte van een huis was dat in de tijd voor de Romeinen kwamen, ook in onze gebieden voorkwam. En voornamelijk gemaakt van stro en twijgen en uitwerpselen en modder. Hier nagemaakt en kinderen kunnen gaan zitten, die kunnen een beetje gamaatje spelen. Dit allemaal het kasteel van Colchester. Ligt in Essex, ten noordoosten van Londen.